It's time to see who is the best of the best of the 19th Annual Greer's Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament on Timeless 106.1 KFFB. As we take time out to support the youth, this Timeless Sports presentation is being brought to you by Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC, FL Davis Ace, Community Water System, Baptist Medical Center, The Print Shop in Heber Springs, Joe Lee Chevrolet, Dias Scrap Metal, Family Market Greer's Ferry, Smith Ford, First Security Bank, Bryant's Tire and Auto and Greer's Ferry in Center Ridge, Sonic, Roger Jones Body Shop, Red River Dodge Chrysler Jeep Fiat, Carter's Hardware, Regions Bank, First Electric Cooperative. Now to Greer's Ferry, Arkansas, as we go courtside with Dale Gardner and Bob Connell.
Well, welcome to Greer's Ferry, Arkansas. Beautiful day here in the Greer's Ferry Lake area, and we're going to find out who is the best of the best on the girls' side. We are now at the championship game, Dale Gardner.
That's right. We've been here, of course, all week, and it's all built up to this, and there are four teams remaining, of course, two senior girls and two senior boys, and they will decide today who will take that coveted trophy home for the 2016 Greer's Ferry Lake Classic. And, of course, let's tell you what, we've had great games from day one, a couple of overtime games, but we certainly expect some great matchup here in these two games today, which we will talk a little bit more about the matchups and how they got here.
All right, well, first we got to talk about the seeding. You know, they always put the seeds, who's the number one seed, number two, all the way down to number eight. Can you believe it? This is one of the first times I've seen the number one and number two seed actually battling it out and coming up from the bracket. And they're both here tonight. We have Mount Vernon NOLA started as number one seed, beat Shirley 65-36, and Mount Vernon NOLA moved up to the Final Four. Rural Special, the brand new team to the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic, and they beat Concord, the number five seed, 63-51. Rural Special fell to Mount Vernon NOLA, which got Mount Vernon NOLA number one seed here. And then we had Quidman was the number two seed, and they took on Westside Greer's Ferry, beat them 73-30. And then we had Rosebud, the number three seed, that actually beat the number six seed. There was no upsets on the girls' bracket. And Rosebud battled out with Quidman here yesterday afternoon, and Quidman won 63-55, and that brought us up to the championship game. The number one seed starting this tournament was Mount Vernon NOLA taking on the number two seed, which is Quidman. Should be a great battle.
Well, both teams are out on the floor warming up. We do want to thank all of you for tuning in. We want to really thank our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. And, of course, remind you that we will have both games today, this one and then the senior boys game starting at 1:30, either at 106.1 FM or online at KFFP.com.
And we will also have this game will be put back online on our website. The championship game in its entirety will be uploaded later today. Stay tuned. We'll have more from the Greer's Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Championship Game for 2016. We're going to find out who's the best of the best of Greer's Ferry Lake in just a few.
Hey, folks, Sean Gorham here for Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs, where it has all came down to 6 days. 6 days left in 2016 to either make it or break it. Simply put, we must sell 30 cars in 6 days or lose thousands in depreciation and factory money. New vehicles will be sold below employee pricing. Pre-owned vehicles will sell below NADA values. Go to PeytonAuto.com to take advantage of these savings right now. That's Peyton Chevrolet Buick GMC in Heber Springs.
Amazing health starts with an amazing relationship with your doctor. And Baptist Health Medical Center in Heber Springs allows you to stay close to home and still receive Arkansas's most comprehensive orthopedic care. Dr. Henry Wallace specializes in orthopedic sports medicine, and as a partner with Baptist Health, has the support of the largest healthcare system in the state. That means you have access to Arkansas's very best care. For more information or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Henry Wallace, call 501-206-0176.
Hey, neighbor, got your order ready?
Wow, free store pickup saves a lot of time.
Yep, when you buy online at acehardware.com, we can have it ready and waiting for you the same day.
But this was all I had planned today.
At participating stores, restrictions apply. See acehardware.com for details.
At F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry, Heber Springs, and Sherwood, shopping online is made easy at fldavis.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Community Water System, serving the water needs of North Central Arkansas by utilizing Greers Ferry Lake as its water source. Community Water System currently supplies water to retail water users and 10 wholesale users located in portions of Van Buren, Cleburne, Faulkner, and Stone counties, with a service area of greater than 200 square miles, with a population served of approximately 70,000. Community Water System will continue to be a leader in the water industry. Community Water System.
For all your printing needs, depend on professional results from the Print Shop of Heber Springs. They can take care of all your business printing needs, from letterhead, envelopes, office forms, or business cards. The Print Shop can make any occasion special. From weddings to graduations to a reunion or birthday celebration with their line of invitations. Call Candy at 501-362-3192 or drop by. The Print Shop is located on Highway 25B North in Heber Springs.
Well, we're back, folks, to the 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament, the championship game, Mount Vernon Nolan Quitman battling it out.
I tell you what, I don't think we talked about this on there, but I thought it was so neat yesterday when they had trouble getting the national anthem to play and the entire gym just joined in and sung it.
That's right. Yeah, we were all off key, but they did. And I think we're about to have the national anthem. We'll send it back to the studio.
Let's get on the road again with a new car or truck from Jolie Chevrolet in Clinton. We always have a great selection of new or used vehicles for you to choose from. We believe in service after the sale. You can't beat our service department. From an oil change to major repairs, you can count on Jolie Chevrolet. Since 1934, we have been here to serve you. We are Jolie Chevrolet, Highway 65 South in Clinton.
Get ready for family entertaining and find what you need at Family Market in Greers Ferry. USDA fresh ground beef in the meat department is just $1.49 per pound. USDA boneless center cut pork chops are just $1.69 per pound. And bar-ass meat franks in the 12-ounce package are only 99 cents each. Their bakery has special order cakes for all occasions. And you'll also find all the meats and cheeses you need to create a party platter. Shop Family Market in Greers Ferry.
Today, with all the hype from the big city car dealers, it's easy to forget a hometown dealer still exists. At Smith Ford in Conway, we're proud to be Central Arkansas's Ford dealer with a hometown touch for over 100 years. We're also proud to feature America's number one selling truck, the Ford F-150, as well as the Ford Explorer and the Ford Focus with up to 40 miles per gallon highway. At Smith Ford, we still do business with a handshake and a smile. Smith Ford in Conway, still your hometown dealer.
Diaz Scrap Metal at Newport would like to take this time to say good luck to all the teams in this year's Greers Ferry Lake Classic. As we come to the close of another year, Diaz Scrap Metal thanks you for your support throughout this past year and hope you have a safe and happy holiday season. For all your recycling needs, they pay top prices for any type of metal, aluminum, copper, or car bodies. Call Jason Walker at 870-523-3858 for Diaz Scrap Metal at Newport.
At First Security, our team is proud to be only in Arkansas. In fact, we've been committed to our home state since 1932. Why does that matter? Banking with First Security means that you get friendly service from local professionals right where you live. Decisions are made here, and so are relationships. From personal banking to business to mortgage, First Security is here for you. First Security, only in Arkansas. FSBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back, 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. The championship girls game is underway, folks, and we are getting ready for the starting lineup. Dale Gardner, it is going to be electrifying here because those few fans that are here are excited. We know many, many parents can't be here because it's a working day. I've had a lot that even mentioned that they couldn't be here for the championship game, that we're here for other games. So we appreciate those tuning in. You can listen to us online as well at KFFB.com for those that are out of the area of the KFFB listening area.
Well, the starting lineup, first of all, of course, it will be Quitman as the visiting team, and their starters will be the same as last game. It will be number 2, Aspen Johnson, number 5, Maggie Webb, number 13, Riley Hooten, number 32, Nikki Hooten, and number 44, Reagan Rackley. And, of course, Mount Vernon and NOLA, they will be the home team on the scoreboard. Their starting lineup begins with number 23, Dixie Sherrill. Also number 22, that is Kelsey McIntyre. Coming out next, it will be number 33, that's Kinsey Woodruff. Also number 11, which is Kendall Hardy. And finally, number 21 is Gracie Ellis, the starting lineup for both teams. And again, the home team on the scoreboard in the white uniforms trimmed in blue will be Mount Vernon and NOLA, and Quitman in their black uniforms trimmed in gold as the visiting team.
Now, we got to say about Quitman, Reagan Rackley, number 44, her mom and dad came to the booth and says, you know, our daughter was the one that hit the half-court shot last year on her birthday. And I said, I did know that. I didn't realize it was today. We knew it was her birthday. But they said it's her birthday, and she is the tallest player out on the floor. And they were pretty excited about that. So I said, you know what? We're going to give her a birthday present today. We gave her the new Timeless T-shirt that my wife designed. So it's pretty great.
So here we go. Both teams make their way out to center court. And by the way, happy birthday to Reagan Rackley, and hope she gets to celebrate with a good game here. Well, she always plays so well. I'm sure she will. The tip is in the air. It will be controlled by Mount Vernon and NOLA. They will have the first offensive possession of the game as they set it up at the top of the key. Hand off inside now. Rackley is there, though, guarding the basket, so they have to kick it back out and reset. Baseline jumper is up. That one is no good by, I believe that was Hardy with the shot, and the rebound comes away to Quitman. No score yet in this one. We're just underway, as it will be the Quitman Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Pass goes to the right wing, now into the corner. Baseline it goes. Back out, almost put up the three-pointer by Johnson, but she chose not to put it in the air, and they will reset. Dribbling out near half court, that's Nikki Hooten. Now the ball goes into the corner, back inside, shot up, partially blocked by Hardy, and it is Mount Vernon and NOLA to come out with it.
Now the two big battle for the post position is Rackley and Hardy, and they have really battled out. Actually, I thought Reagan did a little better job there on the positioning herself, guarding her goal.
First foul of the game is charged against Riley Hooten, and the ball will be inbounded on the far sideline. Cross-court pass underneath the basket, but they couldn't get the shot up, so they will kick it back out. That was Hardy who kicked it back out to the top. Now some help comes out, and that will be Ellis with the basketball. Ellis holds it above her head, calling the offensive set. Ellis spin move in the paint. Shot up, blocked by Rackley, but Hardy gets it, puts it up. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Touch last, they say, by Quitman, and Mount Vernon and NOLA will get the ball back.
They got a reset here, and they're going to spread their offense a little bit and try to get open, and it looks like they're going to be smothered a little bit. Oh, the ball went down into the backside of the gym here, so they are working on getting the net untangled.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Rackley jumps up and pulls the net out for them. And we are ready to get back to action as the ball will be inbounded by Mount Vernon and NOLA underneath their own basket. Looking in for Hardy, but they are really guarding everyone. Finally, the ball goes into the wing position. Now driving into the paint. Hardy open underneath. Shot up, no good. Rackley blocks her putback and comes up with the basketball.
As I told you, I think Rackley did a little better job there defensively. We haven't really seen a matchup for Hardy and Rackley on her side of the court for Hardy to defend her goal.
And a turnover by Quitman will send it back the other way. We're still scoreless. We played 2 minutes of the first quarter. Pass underneath. That's Hardy. Hardy spin move. Shot up. It's no good, but Rackley will be charged with a foul.
Two great teams here. You can see why they were number one and number two seed. They are going to be definitely battling out here. No score yet. 6 minutes exactly left of this first quarter.
First free throw up. It's no good by Kendall Hardy. Substitutes checking in for Quitman.
Now, Quitman has two team fouls. Mount Vernon and NOLA has no team fouls. A lot more possession going on for Mount Vernon and NOLA.
Second free throw also off the mark, and the rebound comes away to Rackley. Rackley pushes it down the floor, goes into the corner. Now they'll kick it back out to the top. That's Lily Holland in the game. Ball slapped out of bounds here on the near sideline. Touched back last by Gracie Ellis. So it will go back to Quitman.
It's going to be interesting to see how they play the post position here, as we haven't really seen a whole lot of offense yet for Quitman. So this is a look and see.
They get it inside to Rackley. She kicks it back out to the top. Left wing, three-pointer up. No good. Rebound tipped around, and it will be Mount Vernon Enola with the basketball. Well, one of the longest starts to a game without a score, as we have 5.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. And this may be a basket. It's a down-court layup. No, it's blocked out of bounds, and it will actually go the other way. They say that Quitman touched it last.
It did. I tell you, it was a clean block, and it went off the legs of the Quitman player there. So Mount Vernola gets it set, full court press going on with Quitman.
Yeah, they are going to pressure the basketball all the way down the floor. Now they back off as it works into the front court. It will be Woodruff with the basketball. Woodruff hands off, and a traveling call after the handoff to Ellis, and another turnover, and we go the other way. We're down to 5 minutes to play in the first quarter, and it's still scoreless, Bob.
It'll be interesting what they're looking for. See if they're going to move this back down in downtown, see what's going to happen here in the post position.
Quitman works it around the perimeter, trying to penetrate. Nothing there. Now the ball goes baseline to Rackley. Lost the handle on it, but comes back up with it. Out to the wing. Three-point shot. That's no good. Rebound tipped around. Quitman gets the ball back.
Both teams doing an excellent job on defense. That's why you're seeing a scoreless game right now.
Three-point shot on the other side. That one is no good. Rebound out of bounds, and they say touch last by Mount Vernon Enola, and Quitman will get the ball back underneath their own basket.
This is a 2016 Greers Ferry Lake Classic basketball tournament, finding out who's the best of the best on the girls' side for this game.
Pass goes all the way out to the top. Rackley looked at a three-pointer but passes it up. Now Garzo drives in the paint, kicks it out to the wing. Three-point shot. That one's no good. Gets the rebound, put back up. And that was Nikki Hooten with the three-point shot. She drove into the paint, got her own rebound, and puts it back up and gets fouled. So here we go. A couple of free throws coming for Nikki Hooten.
First points that we've got on the board is a free throw at 4:23 of the first quarter.
Second free throw by Hooten. It's in and out, no good. So it will be a 1-0 game as the rebound comes away to Mount Vernon Enola. And again, some pressure on the basketball comes from Quitman, but it's across the timeline. And a handoff now to Ellis. Ellis still with the dribble, takes it to the right side. Back to the top now, to the left wing. That goes to Woodruff. Woodruff dribbles back out top all the way around to the right side. Hands back off to Ellis. Ellis kicks it out to the wing. Open three-point shot. That one is no good for Woodruff, and the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Quitman, and Mount Vernon Enola takes over.
Big battle going on downtown for sure. You see Hardy and also Ratcliff just battling out.
Well, let me reverse that. I was wrong. Of course, it's Quitman who takes over.
That's
Mount
Vernon
Enola. So they will take it to the other end. 15-foot jumper, partially blocked. Mount Vernon Enola gets the ball. Down court quickly. That is Woodruff. Woodruff out near center court, and his call for traveling. I think she had passing on her mind, and then the player was not open. She tried to stop, but it's called for traveling.
We do have a timeout. Mount Vernon calling that timeout. The score right now is 1-0. 3 minutes and 29 seconds left of this championship game for Grace Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament. We'll be back in 30.
Now more than ever, you want to keep your car running smoothly to go down the road as long as it can. That's why Brian's Tire and Auto in Center Ridge and Greers Ferry want to help. We can keep your automobile running in tip-top shape with our full range of maintenance repair, oil changes, brake jobs, starts, alternators, front-end alignments, and tune-ups. Plus, we can keep you rolling with all brands of tires from lawnmowers to the big rigs. Plus, we are here with roadside assistance on call 24 hours. Come see us at Brian's Tire and Auto in Highway 9 in Center Ridge and Highway 16 in Greers Ferry.
Back as we pick up action with Dale Gardner at the Greers Ferry Lake Classic Basketball Championship Girls Game.
Lady Bulldogs working around the perimeter, get the open three-point shot on the right wing, and Nikki Hooten nails it.
And here comes Mount Vernon NOLA full tilt.
They are trying to get something going offensively. They've had good ball movement. They've had some good shots, but it's like the basket has a lid on it. Hardy comes out to take it near the top of the key. Now the handoff to McIntyre in the corner to Hardy. Hardy spreading out. She's playing outside the arch right now. Pass goes down to Cheryl. Cheryl back to the wing. That will be Woodruff. Woodruff. And a reach-in foul will be charged, and that may be against Rackley, and that is would be her second foul here early in the game. That could be serious if she picked up another one real quickly. Inbound pass is made, and a shot up. It's blocked, but a whistle and a foul. That will be charged on Riley Hooten, and she picks up her second foul also.
Looks like they're calling a timeout, and they are. We've got a timeout with Quitman here, and they haven't actually announced what the timeout is. Let's see what it's going to be here. This is the 2016 Grierisferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament, and they're not telling us. They haven't told us if it's a 30 or 60. It is a 60. No, it's a 30. We'll be back in 30 in just a moment.
99-cent drinks till 11 a.m. Now at Sonic. Start your day off the right way by making Sonic your morning drink stop. Get your favorite large drink for only 99 cents from open until 11 a.m. every day. Order a strawberry slush, a sweet tea, or even the up-and-at-em taste of Sonic's cherry limeade. If you like to start your day with an ice-cold drink, drive into Sonic and order your favorite for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. at participating Sonic drive-ins. Additional fruit or flavors cost extra.
If your car doesn't look its best, it's time for a drive-in to Roger Jones Body Shop in Shirley. At Roger Jones, all our work meets the factory specs with our DuPont computerized paint mixing system. We can even pull the exact factory color using your VIN number. Roger Jones works with all insurance companies and will even pick up and deliver to settle your claim for you. Make your car look like new with a drive-in to Roger Jones Body Shop, Quail Creek Shopping Center in Shirley.
All right, we're back. A little mix-up there on how long that timeout was going to be, and it kind of got us off on a break there. But we are back at the 2016 Grierisferry Lake Classic Basketball Tournament.
Well, on this end, by the way, Kendall Hardy put a basket in. We come the other way, and a whistle and a foul. Riley Hooten shoots a pair of free throws. She makes the first one, misses the second one. So that catches you up on where we are, and it's a three-point game, 5-2 our score. As we have a whistle and a foul down the court, it will be that foul will be charged, I believe, on Maggie Webb. That would be her first foul. It will be a inbound play on the far sideline, and the inbound pass is made to McIntyre. She hands off to Woodruff. Woodruff now gets the ball to Ellis. Ellis to the left side, ball out of bounds, touch glass, they say, by Dixie Sherrill, and a turnover gives it back to Quitman. Well, we're under 2 minutes to play, only 7 total points, so I tell you what, neither one of these teams really getting their offense going yet.
And you got to say something for the defense. They're smothering each other in the defense. There's every pass is being challenged, every shot being challenged, and I mean they are putting the pressure, both sides, both teams excellent.
Well, that pass inside was tipped away, and Hardy came out with it, so Mount Vernon NOLA takes over. They're spreading out a little bit now. Pass goes to the left wing. There's a baseline drive, and a whistle, and a foul will be charged. That will be on Guff, Laura Guff, in the game now. And the inbound pass will be made underneath their own basket. And the ball is triggered in underneath, and let's see, we had, I think, a lane violation. I guess they set up in the paint. No, had a foul. I'm sorry, a push-off foul underneath by Dixie Sherrill.
That is her second foul. Minute and 25 seconds left of this quarter.
Quitman with the basketball. Lady Bulldogs and throw it away, but a whistle and another foul. So starting to get a little bit physical. Several fouls being called. We're up to 10 fouls so far total in this game so far. Pass is slapped out of bounds. The inbound pass, it again will be touched last by Mount Vernon and Nola. Quitman will get the ball back here on the near sideline.
Minute 20 now left of the first quarter. The score is Mount Vernon Nola 2, Quitman 5.
Garzo takes the pass, and a pass underneath is out of bounds, and it will go back the other way. So also turnovers kind of picking up here. I don't know if they are beginning. You know, it's been a fairly fast-paced game. They may be getting winded a little bit or some tired legs here. They need a breather. But right now we're back to action, and it's Mount Vernon and Nola with the basketball.
We're breaking the 1 minute and 6 second mark right now.
Pass goes into the corner now. They're looking inside for Hardy. Nothing there. Now the pass goes to Woodruff. Woodruff comes out as we tick down under a minute to play in the first quarter. Woodruff still with the dribble, gets it into the corner now. That's to Ellis. Now the pass underneath and a whistle and a foul.
If you just joined us, it's the 2016 Grayesbury Lake Classic Basketball Tournament Championship Girls Game. Mount Vernon Nola, Mount Vernon the home team, the higher seed, number one seed, and the number two seed is Quitman. Scores 2-5, less than a minute left of this quarter, first quarter.
First free throw up, that is the front end of the 1-1, and it is good.
Dale, this is one of the best match teams that we have seen this tournament. I mean, they are just almost identical on their strategy as well.
That makes it a two-point game. That was Gracie Ellis and the second foul on Maggie Webb on that. Second free throw is up. It is no good. Rebound fought for, and let's see. It will be Mount Vernon and Nola to come up with it. So they will get new life. Three-point shot in the corner. In and out, no good. Rebound this time, though, comes away to Quitman. Lady Bulldogs down the floor. Pass underneath, loose on the floor. Mount Vernon and Nola comes up with it. And let's see, it's taken away now by Quitman. Shot up, no good. Rebound Mount Vernon and Nola, and a whistle and a foul will be charged against Garzo.
Man, a lot of physical activity going on. You can see, as I've been saying, these are the most evenly matched team we've seen so far this tournament. That's why they're the number one and number two seed. And pretty much evenly all the way across the board here, from point guards to the centers, this is a great, great game.
So it will be a chance to tie it here at the basket. Kelsey McIntyre at the free throw line, I should say. The first one is up. It's good. That makes it a one-point game. And with 22 seconds left to play in the first quarter, this would be for the tie. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound comes away to the Lady Bulldogs.
20 seconds left of this first quarter.
Pass into the corner. Now a give and go inside. Back out. Shot up. Three-pointer is good. That one by Savannah Henry.
They move the ball around beautifully, trying to get her open.
And the ball loose on the floor. Let's see. Shot up. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul will be called.
With 8/10 of a second, that is not something you see very often.
That foul was charged on Nikki Hooten. She picks up her first foul, but at the free throw line for two, it will be Gracie Ellis. Ellis puts the first one up. It's in.
She can pull it within two here if she puts this one in.
Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it's good. Ellis gets both of them, and the score at the end of the first period will be, it will be Quitman 8. And Mount Vernon and Nola 6, back with the second quarter in 1 minute.
Big finish event right now at Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep. And I know a lot of you are just like me, and you wait to the last minute to do your shopping. Well, come to Red River Ram Dodge Chrysler and Jeep in Heber Springs. We're low pressure. Even if you're not ready to buy this week, we're still going to treat you right, and we're going to show you what it's going to take to get in the vehicle of your dreams. Remember, for the largest selection in the state of Arkansas, and of course, Arkansas's number one Ram dealer, you want to come see us in Heber Springs or check us out online at redriverdodge.com.
Carter's Hardware, celebrating 20 years of serving Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Here at Carter's, we have all your plumbing, electrical, and paint needs. as well as sharpening chainsaw chains, making keys, rent rug doctor machines, and we are your UPS shipping headquarters. Carter's Hardware. Quell Creek Shopping Center, Highway 16 between Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Celebrating 20 years of serving Fairfield Bay and Shirley. Carter's Hardware.